Well, the Lion King kind of blew it, really. I'm very proud of that. Okay, I'm going to spend about 20-25 minutes with you speaking very slowly in British English. I see many friends and colleagues here, so for those of you who know me, same, same, but different. Fantastic introductions, and gratis to some. Wow. really very, very cool. Malia and I agree with everything you said at the beginning. Really, very strong. In response to today, I think you're going to have a fantastic time. The first thought that came to me is, in order to make great films, in order to create the room for our children and young people to make great films, to lift the form of film, the art of film for children, young people, in order to do all of that, we maybe need to take a look at ourselves. The people in the auditorium today who will make the decisions, can make the decisions, the people who will decide. And I take a very specific focus on Sweden, not the United Kingdom where I'm born or anywhere else, specifically Sweden. This is my perspective and my observation. The way I've tried to think about it is to split it into three ways. In order to achieve that experience, one of the first things is, how do we, you, see Sweden? What is your picture of Sweden? The next area, and Susanne will probably be able to help on this one, is what happens when a child or a young person doesn't see themselves on film. Go ahead there. And then finally, to look quite aggressively at some of the stereotypes that we might have in our head that not only stop us from including others in film, but sometimes allow us to use stereotypical images. So that's kind of how I've split it up. I hope that you'll take these questions and ideas into your own discussions today. And those who disagree with me will also let me know. They laughed quietly. What we all recognize is that Sweden is one of the most powerful mediums in the world, film. We recognize its capacity to change people's lives. We recognize that as an art form, as a business, as a tool of change, it is second to none. We realize that film can confirm who we are, deny who we are. It can lie about who we are. It can show the best of us and the worst of us. We know all of this. It's very clear that today, Sweden is going under an aggressive transformation, exactly as Malina brought up. With the visible rise of the right wing, Sweden, I think this is really fascinating, Sweden is beginning to question its identity. What is Sweden? What is Swedish? Who is Swedish? What does it look, smell, sound, breathe? What does it look like? That gut question is coming all the time. Sweden is beginning to recognize that it is a multicultural, multilinguistic, multiracial society, multi-faith society. And now undulates as it tries to come to grips with that. Through strategy, through debate, through argument, through mistakes. I'll be blank honest, there seems to be a tension between the reality of diverse lives, knowing this about Sweden, and what happens on film. Particularly when we're coming to children and young people, there seems to be a kind of nostalgia, a kind of memory, a kind of longing back to something. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't get pissed off. I see you out there. Don't you talk about Pippi Longstrump. How dare you speak about Emir? How dare you? I'm not going to. I'm going to listen to that blues music on the house. But what we do understand... I could just keep going. It's all right, sweetheart. I hear you, I see you, it's okay. But what we do realise is that in those perfect... Have you found it yet? This'll be something. You're the dapper bobo of me mobile ring. Are you all right? Yeah, there you go. All right, back to the serious shit. So, basically, there's a sense of nostalgia. A sense of going back in time. The love and the joy of a meal. The idyllic situation of Pippi Longstocking. Ronja. My life as a dog. There's a desire somewhere, quite rightly, within the Swedish psyche of those times. In the summer, in the grass, in the nature, being free, taking control. There is a joy and a desire and a need for that, and the question is why. These kind of images, these kind of stories, are in themselves fantastic. They're a part of Swedish culture, but they do not reflect Sweden today. 1950s, 60s and 70s, they could be seen as, yes, nostalgia, but today, in 2015, I'm not so sure. It's not that the images are being shown all the time. But there's no contrast. Where's the alternative? Even looking at the pictures shown today. Where am I? We live in a diverse society, but it still seems to me that the films that have been produced are excluding those from other backgrounds, other minorities, other languages, from forms of dissembling, etc., etc. You know all of this, but it's not quite there yet. And then if it does exist, then it can often be a stereotypical, sometimes offensive form. We can go as far as play into Liliakta. And I'm speaking now as an African descent person. The debates around this film about representation are long into the night. But at this point, I don't have anything else to counteract who I am. We have underneath kind of colonial perspective on things. A historical root in us that says things need to be like this, otherwise they become uncomfortable. The possibility of avoiding them because they are uncomfortable. If we want to create that room for those children, that place, that cinematic experience, that cultural oblivion, that transformation, we must look at ourselves because we are the ones that are making the decisions. Whether we like it or not. When we do appear, the others, that are not that nostalgic, we can also be international, documentaries, you might be films in conflict, or in the worst scenario, this is a story I've told those of the students before, which is when I take my child sometimes to the cinema. My husband is a white Swede, and we're waiting the three films going, etc. And having quite a good time, and eating far too much candy, absolutely. But occasionally those films come up from Röda Kors, you know the ones I mean? They're coming on the TV now as well. The small African child that is hungry or starving or walking a long way. Now those are not wrong, but for my son sitting next to me, who asked me once, he never asked again, Mama, varför de bara visar bilden som där om mig? Nej, säger jag. It's not like that. He's not that tall, actually. He's that tall. No. He's testing your perspective. I say to him, yeah, I know, sweetheart. But it's not the only images. And you know, you and I have talked about this. Oh, Lindy, you're bit. Oh, Lindy, you're bit. The film itself is not wrong. him. I can't show him anything else but his own country. But you are going to make that happen. Yes. You have to. You've got no choice. And it's not just about the black children. It's about your children. Because some of the stereotypical images also affect them as well. So what happens then? Just imagine when you don't see yourself. For the majority of you here in this audience, you see yourselves all the time. 94% of films produced are you. Within Sweden, Nordic regions, it's you, mirrors of you. What is the effect on a child or a young person when they don't see themselves? Of course they can look elsewhere, they could look elsewhere to find those images. But exactly what you said at the beginning, film is the tool to do that, to change a person's life, to make them feel of value, to make them feel part of the society. What happens when you don't see it? Year after year. And when you do see it, it's very specific. What starts to happen is that those of other culture, backgrounds, languages start to measure themselves against other frames. If the only image that is coming out is, for now, blonde and blue-eyed, the children that watch this start to measure themselves against that. If it's there, it must be right. I start to airbrush out that image that I see and I start to airbrush in myself. But I don't have that hair. And I found out very early I was not Cinderella and not Pippi Longstocking. The effect of that can be embarrassing on a child or a young person. It can be depressing. And all the time, the idea of freedom or joy or the spirit that I can make my own decisions, that fantastic description you gave of Mr. Moodyson's central character, all of these things sit with her, but they don't sit with me. Only she can carry them. We start to associate all those extraordinary qualities of children and young people only with a white child. A little bit over the top now, Gisele. Maybe. It always makes it a bit complex for me, coming from the United Kingdom here, because, and I've learned this very much through Anna, but some of the strides that Sweden has made as a country when it comes to women's rights, children's rights, LGBTQ, transgender rights, have been extraordinary movements. At one point in the late 80s, 90s, you were described as the bird of peace. It was only Sweden that could reach its hand out in a colonial perspective and help others. With all of this extraordinary history that you know much more about than me, I find it completely confusing. But on the one hand, there are huge strides forward, and in this issue of representation of children across the board in film at that particular age is hardly visible. It doesn't make sense. The well-known researcher, and just before I go back on that, it's not just about having a child of another background in the role. It's also about the complexity of the character, the dimension, the spirituality, exactly as you said, in that child's role. Not just they're there and that's enough. It's not enough. According to Tobias Hubenet, who many of you know, one of the most famous, well-known forskare here in Sweden, works specifically at Mångkulturcentrum. He was part of the Varning Ras exhibition there. Tobias Hubenet, also activist, journalist, he was also part of the report that went to the government about Afrophobia. Tobias Hubenet says 30% of the Swedish population under the age of 18 have an utländsk bakgrund. And 35% of the population under 4 to 5 years also have an utländsk countries. Again, not necessarily Rastafarianite. These, he writes, these figures and statistics are not represented in the contemporary Swedish cinema. I put in brackets, but they will soon. Because for him, it's a full stop. What is the effect of not seeing yourself? The continued airbrushing out of other things, of slotting yourself in, of trying to imagine that you could be that person when in fact you should be that person. The demand on you, whether you are distribution, whether you are creating the stories, whether you are the filmmakers, the young people themselves, is to find those stories to make sure that that doesn't happen. What's very interesting now, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, she's my boss, so I have to check with her, is that there are a few remakes going on, aren't there? Or some classics. Yes. Ida and me is one. Oh, this is. We have coming the remakes of classic work, children's stories. The idea would be to remake them or reimagine them anew. My question is, I wonder why those are the ones being remade. Apart from the fact that they're brilliant. Is it a craft to go to Bokrien? How will they be remade for a new generation? The last thing I wanted to take you through, because my overall discussion was very, very much about if we want to create that room exactly from Bonkum and Fung, that place, for everybody, we need to look at ourselves. And part of the work that Anna allowed me to do within Svenska Film Institute was to create rooms with almost all of the staff, styrelse, t.ex. Fungen, och så vidare. And we had discussions about diversity, mångfald, heated discussions sometimes. But in this house, over a period of up to 6 months, 9 different discussions happening. And I wanted to share with you one of the techniques that we use. Because I do believe and understand it may have helped in some way, not because I'm brilliant.
You are.
Well, thank you very much for that. Thank you. Yeah, never fish, I hate fish. But it's not actually, it's a very simple technique, it's been used before, it maybe hasn't been used quite like this. So, in these workshops, what I did was try to calm everyone down, try to really listen to what they thought was an expectation, we're going to come and sit and talk with one of our board members about mångfald, to try to find different rooms of discussion, what were the problems, what were the challenges, anything from archives. How do we in archives show those old films when we know that our assist is built in there? Who's Caballera? Fabulous discussion. Discussions about, okay, maybe one day we could change the pictures in the cafeteria. So we actually have a spectrum of Bilderna, or Svenskfilm. Ah, one of the exercises that we did, I will share with you, and then it's out from me. The idea was to take 4 groups and give the most racist, offensive pictures that you can. Describe. The reason to do that was to lift the words out into the room, to make sure that everyone had the same image, and that what you perceive to be black or African or is the same. But most importantly, to actually understand that we as adults have those images, and I'm as racist or homophobic as the next person. I work on it like everybody else. So there's no kind of special place for me. So let me give you an example. Why would you do this? You would do this so there's no bullshit. You would do it so there is no misunderstanding. You would do this to bring to the surface things that are slightly uncomfortable and that will lead your work when you make decisions, when you create those rooms. So, let's take black people. Don't worry, I'll do it. You do not need to call out. One of the most horrific, racist images of Africans that we know some of the things that I've done here are based on the discussions that we had in the House. Africans' rubber lips were very, very slow. We're highly sexualized. We're aggressive. We've got rhythm in the body. Notice the accent there. We're very loud. We're colorful. We're starving. Drugs. We like athletics and sport. We might be connected to Ebola. That says, I am not a pickaninny. I am a person, which is a hashtag movement. Then we went to the Chinese. Talk about the Chinese. They all look the same. They all eat rice. They walk funny. They worship strange gods. You've got that famous song with the one eye up and one eye down. Don't pretend you don't know it, because you do. Open ear, open ear. They're connected to the wall, always. They listen to funny music. They have fan dances. And the films connected to them could be anything from Jackie Chan to Crouching Tiger, Hidden Doodah. With the African films, of course, it's Shaft and anything with Eddie Murphy. Then we came to the disabled, and everyone gets really uncomfortable here, particularly in Sweden. It's like a no-go area, and I do step down, of course, but my internship is only for so long. Disabled, what kind of image do we have of the disabled? There they are. Wheelchairs. They're stupid. They can't make their own decisions. They take a lot of money from the state. They smell. They make strange noises. And those people who can't hear who do this, it's just fake. They're fake. They go in there. That's the thing. They don't have any sex lives. And in the darkest moments shouldn't be born. And they always need help. And they must just serve. Becomes more complicated when the person, of course, has another cultural or racial heritage, and to be disabled. A very good friend of mine. These images, and then here are ours. Us. Innocent, good. Fanny Alexander, Sunne, Pippi Longstocking. Sweden is world known for its laws and the championing of children's rights. Continue to be world leaders in film. We've begun to clear up quite aggressively the position of women in film and the arts. Thank you, Nan. But we've got to do it in children's films as well. You can do it for children's films as well. You must work with each other. It is based on the assumption that we all want the same world. It is based on the assumption that we all follow the same bond, convention. Finally, keep looking for complex representation. Otherwise, possibly, people may stop watching the films. Remembering what Tobias said about how this country will look in the next years, if not now, we need to start thinking fast. You may find some of these images naive or offensive. That's not the point. You may notice that the references of films were from the United States or beyond. So my question to all of us then is, what films will we make to make sure that these images and the billions of images going through the world are never seen? What films will you commission? What films will you make so this never happens? That the word nigger, mulatto, chinchon will never be used. What will we do about it? Let's earn the balm on the form. And I have great faith that you will make it happen.